This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, Wall Street is climbing to new heights Thursday on expectations that the Democratic sweep of Washington means more stimulus is likely on the way for the economy. The S&P 500 was 1.2% higher in the first trading after Congress confirmed Joe Biden as the winner of the presidential election, and John Ossoff was declared the winner of a Georgia runoff election, tipping control of the U.S. Senate to Democrats. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 172 points, or 0.6%, as of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the NASDAQ Composite was 1.8% higher. And more now on those very important races in the U.S. state of Georgia. Democrats won both Georgia Senate seats, and with them, the U.S. Senate majority. As final votes were counted on Wednesday, this dramatically improves the fate of President-elect Joe Biden's progressive agenda. John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock defeated incumbent Republicans 2 months after Biden became the first Democratic presidential candidate to carry that southern state since 1992. Warnock served as pastor for the same Atlanta church where civil rights leader the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preached. He becomes the first African-American from Georgia elected to the Senate, and Ossoff becomes the state's first Jewish senator and at 33 years old, the Senate's youngest member. And there's relative calm in the nation's capital one day after supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol, sending lawmakers running for cover. Voting stopped for several hours, but resumed once the situation was brought under control and the Biden win was confirmed in the early hours of Thursday. This is VOA News. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid fell slightly last week to 787,000, a historically high number that points to a weak job market held back by the coronavirus pandemic. Thursday's figures from the U.S. Labor Department are a slight decline from the previous week. They show that even with the pandemic recession in its 10th month, many businesses are still laying off workers. Before the recession, weekly jobless claims typically numbered around 225,000. The renewed surge in virus cases has caused millions of consumers to avoid eating out, shopping, and traveling, and states have imposed new restrictions on restaurants, bars, and other businesses. Germany's blue chip DAX 30 index crossed the 14,000 point mark for the first time ever on Thursday, as traders shrugged off the U.S. violence and welcomed the confirmation of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's win. The Frankfurt Index climbed to an all-time high in late afternoon trading, setting the latest in a series of records in recent days. China has canceled a part of the debt owed by the Democratic Republic of Congo to help the sub-Saharan giant fight the coronavirus epidemic. That's what the Congolese president said on Thursday. Foreign Minister Wang Yi of China made the gesture to put 180 million won, or $28 million, back into government coffers. He said this during a visit to the country this week. Wang also offered a further $15 million to support wider development efforts. China is a major investor in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and researchers from Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. have estimated that Chinese entities have extended more than $2.4 billion in loans over the past two decades. The cancellation of the debt should enable the DRC to fight effectively against the COVID-19 pandemic. Those words just then were from the Congolese presidency in a press release. Since the first coronavirus cases were detected on March 10th, DR Congo has officially registered 18,738 cases and 610 deaths. South Africa will receive its first batch of coronavirus vaccines in January, the health minister said Thursday, as the continent's worst-hit country battles a record number of infections. The minister had indicated at a weekend press conference in South Africa that he was hoping to receive the first doses in February, adding that the rollout depended on negotiations underway with pharmaceutical companies. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.